Thank you so much.
Coach, tell me a little bit about what's transpired in the last few weeks here and how you have taken over the helm at the Generals, and sort of either what your preseason was like or what it was like getting ready for this first game.
So mainly we have focused on basics. I have tried to continually each day drill in basics of passing, receptions, shooting, and try to steer away from any fancy, complicated kind of stuff. I have focused on that with them since day one. That's what we've done each day. And just continuing with the same things each day has gotten them so much stronger with their passing. I've heard that from so many people around so far, which has been great. And preparing for today's game, we, again, focused on the basics. We did a bunch of corners, worked on those, which are the penalties that often happen in the offensive circle. So we did have a lot of those in our first game and also had a lot of those in this game, and ended up scoring on a few of those. So that was very helpful.
I want to get to that in a minute, Coach. But first, tell me a little bit about your background, how you became coach of the Generals, you know, your background in field hockey and coaching, and maybe even where you went to school and so on, because you're brand new as far as we're concerned here at MSO.
Yes, I am brand new to coaching too. I started playing field hockey in seventh grade at Pentucket High School. I stayed there up until my sophomore year, and then transferred to Winneconnet High School in Hampton, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And then I played Division I at Long Island University. So field hockey has always been my thing ever since I started. I played club and then mm-hmm. also traveled to London to play.
What did you major in at Long Island?
Psychology.
All right. Okay, well, that's good. If you're a coach, that's important to have that kind of a background.
New to coaching, but not new to field hockey.
All right, yeah, I get that. Well, so what is, what's some of the positive adjustments? No, positive reflexes or positive things that have happened when you're taking over as head coach that you brought in from your playing days. In other words, what's made it easier for you in terms of coaching, the things that have worked so far? I know it's early, but I'm sure some things were challenges in terms of logistics and getting to know the kids. But on the other hand, the basics, the understanding of field hockey, and then getting that across to the kids. So what's been positive about this for you?
What's been positive is that I find myself able to relate to where each player is at. Mm-hmm. The new girls, I totally get it. I've been there. And the older girls, more experienced girls, the veterans, I totally get that too. And I totally get how they need to interact with each other on and off the field to make things work. So I think that that's been very helpful for me.
How have you gotten to know the kids and they to know you?
I mean, practice every day. We have a great time. And then I've gone to a few pasta parties with them, which has helped me get to know them too. And I think with the craziness of the beginning of the season, that's also helped us to bond as well.
Okay, I get that. If you want to mention the craziness, let me know. But in the meantime, I know being a Pentucket grad, you're very familiar with the Cape Ann League and how competitive it is. What's your first impression of your kids so far in terms of from freshmen through seniors? Let's talk before tonight's game. How do you assess them and how you've gotten to know them, what their strengths might be?
I think their strengths are definitely that they are committed to the new protocols that are in place, like the way of the coaching. I know they've had a few different coaches over the years. A few of them at their time, and everyone has something that's new to them this year, whether it's a new coach, new sport, whatever that may be, and they're all open and ready to take on those challenges and put into practice the things that I am saying, and that's been so great because I know a lot of times it can take a while for them to trust a new coach, but since day one, them and I have had a great relationship, and they're willing to try new things, and I think that's awesome. They're all very dedicated and committed at practice, ready to go. The captains specifically have been super helpful.
Well, I was going to ask you that. That's got to come from leadership, mostly from seniors, but also your captains. Can you tell me a little bit about them, and then we'll talk about tonight's game?
Yeah, the captains are great. They stepped up a lot. They did a bunch of stuff off season and were ready to go from day one. And they notice things that I pick up on. And sometimes before I even get the chance to say it, they're like, hey, you know, don't receive the ball like that, or don't hit the ball like that. Like, they pick up on it so quickly, and they're so intuitive, and it's been fantastic. They've been so helpful.
That has to be a learning process for you, too, as an experienced player, and being able to understand where the kids are coming from, that they've got perhaps a perspective that you hadn't seen at one point or another. And as a former teacher, I think it's so important to understand when a young set of eyes tells you something that maybe you hadn't seen before, and for you to get that so early on, I think it's really cool, Jenna, so congratulations with that. Tell me about tonight's game.
Tonight's game was great. The first quarter, we had a little bit of a breakdown, and they scored on a breakaway, and then We did come out a little bit flat today, I think, and then we ramped it up, had a great halftime talk, and ramped it up in the last half of the game, and got two goals in the last half, but we did score on the first quarter as well. So they scored, and then we did, and then it was very flat, and then we picked it up in the last half and ended up scoring two more.
Okay, I have your kind of your game here that we're going to post on our site when we post this interview, but tell me a little bit about the kids that you were impressed with tonight, who led the way for you, and that you're happy about how they played.
I'm happy with everyone. Everyone did great. I know I mentioned a few people specifically that definitely stood out to me tonight, and that definitely started with the goal scorer, Sam Nevins. She is one of the captains. She's a junior. She has really stepped up this year since day one. And then also Ava, the goalie, had a bunch of great saves. She's been gaining more confidence day by day. She just started playing goalie last year, and she's doing great. Skylar McNell, our center mid, also her and Sam and Rowan seem to just run all the plays and be a part of every play, which is great. And then I also mentioned Eleanor Anderson, who has been a powerhouse on defense. And then Viola Fazio, who is the center forward, who is always getting shots on goal, it seems like, which is great, and ready for every breakaway that comes her way.
Finally, Coach, you mentioned passing in your review of the game. This early in the season, that would seem to be kind of something that you'd get accustomed to later on in the year. The kids would get accustomed to that. So having good passing early on in the season, I would suspect that's an important part of the game for you guys, and you got to be really pleased about that.
Yes, very pleased about that. I think that's critical, and that's something that I had impressed upon me at a very young age, was that no matter how good you are, you can't hold on to the ball. You got to pass. I influence them every day, every practice we have. Don't hold on to the ball for more than 5 seconds. Like, pass, pass, pass. And that is coming through, and it's been great.
All right, Coach, who's next for you, your team? Who's coming up next on the schedule?
Amesbury on Monday.
All right, and I know you're familiar with that. Coach, thank you for taking the call tonight. I know that it's been a long day, and congratulations on your first win.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jenna. Be well. Talk to you later.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep. That is Jenna Fiore Felzerano, who is the new coach at Hamilton Wenham Field Hockey. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.